Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is about public health measures. Now that the noise has stopped in Ottawa, we are left with wondering how best to get along with each other. The sentiment that drove the rallies is still there. I'm not talking about the racists, but rather those against mandates and restrictions. This resentment about not following legislated health guidelines is still alive with some Canadians. We see it every weekend with about 60 trucks and flags driving around Barrie. And every now and then you see someone fighting for our freedom by not wearing a mask at Loblaws. So, these folks aren't going away. We have to find a way to live with them. My suggestion is to invite each and every one of these local folks to a dinner at an abandoned restaurant. Let's sit down and have a dialogue over a meal. No masks. No passports. We can celebrate together how we are not going to follow legislated health guidelines anymore. After dinner, we could start the dialogue by highlighting that the meal they enjoyed was prepared and served by people who may or may not have washed their hands. We also believe one of the cooks has hepatitis A, but since we aren't following legislated guidelines, what were we to do? Send them home without an income? No way. We hope they enjoyed the chicken. We didn't feel the need to follow any science related to safe cooking temperatures. We like ours pink. So middle finger to you, Trudeau. Those who chose steak and enjoyed it, we have a deal for you. The steaks were sourced locally. The farmer had an outbreak of mad cow disease within their herd, and can you believe it? The government infringed on their freedom to earn an income and wouldn't let that beef be sold. We happily bought those steaks and, as you can see, they tasted just fine. Additional frozen steaks are available to order. We are big on farm fresh, too. We use locally sourced private well water, next to our pig farm. We don't allow any government inspectors on site. Our water, don't tell us what we can and can't drink. A little cloudy after rainstorms, but I'm sure it's fine. As for the rat and cockroach infestation in the kitchen, we like to think of it as inducing natural immunity. And besides, since we aren't following health regulations here, it's nobody's business but the rats and cockroaches. As you can see, legislated health guidelines are an infringement on our freedom and offer no protection to society as a whole. None. We thank you for bringing this to our collective attention. Paul Hutton Barrie.